Blog Talk Radio.
Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, and to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated to the truths of life, paradoxically so. May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours. Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. And this faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. If we leave America and go over to the east to Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life so that you will be abundantly blessed. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without the written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together, if need be, die together. But with the black man, you can preach to him from the pulpits. You lecture from the platforms, from the byways and the hedges. The spirit of cooperation, but he will not cooperate. You talk to him gently, you try talking harshly to him, he still will not cooperate. The result is that he falls prey to those who understand themselves and walk through the world making you their serfs and slaves. We must acquire the higher knowledge of life. Black men and black women, will you get the knowledge that the white man has that causes him to be leaders and masters in the world? They are not gods with a peculiar source for understanding the world around them. They have only given expression to the knowledge of their humanity and been able to use and conquer all to their satisfaction and glory. And that is why they are always greater than you in every community that you find them. Isn't it strange that wheresoever the white man is found, he takes precedence over you? Why is that so? Answer that for yourselves, black men and black women. Wheresoever you come in contact with the white man, you always have to go down in defeat before him. Whether it be in England, in France, or in America, you always have to go down to the white man, and yet he has two eyes, two feet, two hands, same passions, same senses and feelings as you have. Your feet are not put on opposite sides, now your hands turned around the other way. But it's because you fail to use your will, your knowledge, and your mental faculty to the point where you will enjoy life around you. It is against us as an African people. It's not because of color. It's because of our condition. If we must have justice, we must be strong. If we must be strong, we must come together. If we must come together, we can only do so through the system of organization. But the fight for Africa, that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we've decided to find a leadership of our
I thank it for me. Yes, I am. Ring, bang, da, da, da. Dang, da, da, da. Check it. A revolution. Revolution, dang da da da, dang da da da. Check it. Some corporate people don't come out and them a make big speech, but poor people the food not reach. I man have to wonder how them really sleep. Them living in the pool while the poor are feel the heat. Red country, why oi? Red country, why? The ghetto part of town, you ain't nothing but a victim. We're just trapped in a political system. There ain't no one to say let alone. If you hit the big man a gunshot, them broke your bone with stone. Why? So a revolution, yeah. I'm on site a revolution coming in a Babylon land, yeah. A revolution. Government, what is your aim? Where is the plan? Where is the future for the younger generation? If there's no light at the end of the tunnel, well, young yourself, I go red like hell. For man, the peas are cooked, but the rice can't swell. For no more big speech, time to come action. Crime and the violence rampant in our nation. People say it's because of separation. There's got to be a revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution, wriggling in a Babylon land, yeah. A revolution, yeah. Guns, knives and cutlass revolution. Dang da da dang, dang da da dang. All you false leaders, I brand you as traitors. Nothing but whoremongers, idol worshippers, them assassins. Yo, you better come down off of your pumps and try stop taking poor people for a joyride. Cause all your teeth is to divide and rule, and I use the people then with your political tools, your fool. Sure, cause a revolution, yeah. The poor going to see the revolution. Ring dang da da ding, dang da da ding. A revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution. Ding da dang da dang da dang. No matter how them a come out and a skin off them teeth, yet the poor man the food not reach. Tell them all to practice what they preach, cause I don't want to see them all a paging speech. Whoa, cause a revolution, yeah. I'm on site for revolution. Ring dang da da dang da da da. A revolution.
I discovered that most of what I thought I knew about the criminal justice system was sheer myth. Here are the facts, a few of the facts I uncovered in the course of my work that I describe in the book. More African American adults are under correctional control today in prison or jail, on probation or parole, than were enslaved in 1850, a decade before the Civil War began. In 2004, more black men were disenfranchised than in 1870, the year the 15th Amendment was ratified prohibiting laws that deny the right to vote explicitly on the basis of race. Now, of course, during the Jim Crow era, poll taxes and literacy tests operated to keep black folks from the polls. Well, today, felon disenfranchisement laws accomplish what poll taxes and literacy tests ultimately could not. And today, a black child born today has less of a chance of being raised by both parents than a black child born during slavery. Now, this is due in large part to the mass incarceration of black men. There was an interesting article published in The Economist magazine about this not too long ago entitled How the Mass Incarceration of Black Men Harms Black Women. And in the article, it described that the majority of black women in the United States, including about 70% of black professional women, are unmarried. And that this is due largely to the mass incarceration of black men, which takes them out of the dating pool at the years they would be most likely to commit to a partner, to raising a family. But what's worse is that by branding them criminals and felons, they're rendered permanently unemployable in the legal job market for the most part, virtually guaranteeing that most of them will cycle in and out of prison sometimes for the rest of their lives. In this way, mass incarceration has decimated black families who default to slavery. Now, in some major urban areas, more than half of working age African Americans have criminal records and are thus subject to legalized discrimination for the rest of their lives. Let me correct that. More than half of working age black men in many urban areas have criminal records and are thus subject to legalized discrimination for the rest of their lives. These men are part of a growing undercast, not class, caste, a group of people defined largely by race who are relegated to a permanent second-class status by law. Now, I find that when I tell people that I think mass incarceration is like a new Jim Crow, people usually react with a shock. They say, well, how can you say that? How can you say that? Just look at Barack Obama. You know, look at Congress right. Just look at Oprah Winfrey. Just look at Colin Powell. And the list goes on and on of highly successful, you know, African-Americans who achieve great wealth, power, fame. It's proof that nothing like a caste system could possibly be existing in the United States today. Well, I think it's important to bear in mind that no caste system in the United States has ever governed all African Americans. There have always been free blacks and black success stories, even during slavery and Jim Crow. You know, during slavery, there were some black slave owners. Not many, but some. And during Jim Crow, there were some black lawyers and black doctors. Not many, but some. Now, the extraordinary nature of individual black achievement in formerly white domains certainly does suggest that the old Jim Crow is dead, but it doesn't necessarily mean the end of racial caste. If history is any guide, it may have just taken a different form.
Yeah, Duke the God, Duke of Val, I'm a gangster.
$1 million dreams and federal nightmares.
Yeah,
Ruger, do some push-ups before you listen to this little nigga.
Gangster,
it's Marvel and Ruger.
G.O.D.,
turn me up.
G.O.D.
Who wanna be the first to die from a chopper slug? My man got natural life instead he wish he could've shot the judge. fake digging high when real niggas die.
Peekaboo,
it's like 10 to 1, it's a real digging drought. Don't believe it unless you heard it from a real digging mouth.
Me,
100,000 in a sofa, real digging couch.
Couch,
cook it till it's hard, then I take the product out. Strap myself with C4 and take your projects out.
Woo!
I'm in the studio, baggies, coke, and a scale.
And a scale.
After I finish this verse, go make a sale.
Go make a sale.
You see this digging the belt, why you sell? And if it ain't a check, I don't even check my mail. Look at a bunch of bloods banging like we begging for the RICO charge. You and your brother, y'all both singing Chico the Bard.
Snitches,
take your hat off in the gangster meeting.
Show some respect.
Bring us some forks and spoons. Gangsters eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, check the indictments, I never told on it.
Again.
Nope, pull his 4-5 and let it blow on it.
Again.
Black, see you later, gotta drop some blow on it.
Again.
Yeah. And if his money ain't right, it's over for the
again.
If that she up in Soho,
Soho,
treat my it's like it's a trumpet, blow ho. Talking all this big money, this shit ain't got no dough. If the dealership was a school, you a no show.
Yeah.
Sanitizer on my hand before I shake yours. Cause you's a dirty lun, again. What you hate for?
Why?
Man, what you living for?
Why?
I caused a bidding war.
Uh-huh.
It's the bar in the living room, fuck a liquor store. Bad bitch, it's like damn round where you been. Hurry up back so you can come and fuck my best friend.
Yeah.
Digging, take your hat off in the gangster
show
meeting. Bow our heads and stay great.
Great
gangsters eating.
$1 million dreams, federal nightmare. You ain't lying, my nigga. Streets out here is no joke. It's like a nightmare, a lot of
we get dough. Yeah, you miss me, little nigga.
Yeah.
You even sat around trying to diss me, little nigga.
Yeah.
$100 bill stay crispy, little nigga.
Right.
You think I'm pancakes? Don't flip me, little nigga.
Hey, Gaddafi, this is not a painting, you know. And this is not a boast to your friend them down the lane thing. I just the works, baby. Bro, and a man where you have a big ninja bike to my right fun. Now on a flim flam, we now have the right gear. Pumps me all night for your dive on. Give me the right slam, cause that girl you don't care. Ninja bike to my right fun. Now on a flim flam, we now have the right gear. Pumps me all night for your dive on. Give me the right slam, cause that girl you don't care. Under 50, them a push over. Them bike, they can't reach all over. All enough man just get left in a middle when me tell them fi run fi cover. I'ma say, before you make another speech, make sure your bike can reach. Cause me know when you pick me up, take care of me a nigga and broke down out at Treasure Beach. If I want thing me can't stand, hey, that is a boastful man. Who way you tell girl how him full of stamina and you're in a good furl. I want a big ninja bike to sit down on. No one a small one, we know up the right gear. Bounce me all night for your dive on. Give me the right slam, cause that girl you no care. Big ninja bike, me want for ride fun. No one a flim flam, we know up the right gear. Bounce me all night for your dive on. Give me the right slam, cause that girl you no care. No liquor under 50 can't park in my space. Hell no. Some man said them a dodge, but them just lose the race. Laugh after them cause I time them away. Both say them disqualify, we fling them out of the race. Well it's a cute F2 me a search for R1150 under. Big heavy girl now ride for no scooter. Hey, I wonder what take a youth ya. Won't come walk barefoot like motor. You better stop and listen to the truth, yeah. I just a big ninja bike, but want a right one. No one a small one, when I want the right gear. Boots me all night for your dive on. Give me the right slum, cause that girl you don't care. Big ninja bike, but want a right one. No one a flim flum, when I want the right gear. Boots me all night for your right slum, cause that girl you don't care. A Kawasaki me grifer, Suzuki me wait the whole night for. Zoki have the 459 top, but Tantanya ain't a big rider. Hey, from you never backfire. Hey, you never function a tire. From you have the skill and you never yet spill my back. You talk, cause me know you wanna liar. You have the big ninja bike for me right one. Just the right one, way up the right gear. Bounce me all night for your dive on. Give me the right slum, cause that girl you don't care. Big ninja bike, me want the right one. Now I the flim flum, we don't have the right gear. Bounce me all night for your dive on. Give me the right slum, cause that girl you don't care. Under 50, they ma push over. Them bike, they can't reach a Dover. And of man just get left in a meadows when me tell them to run for cover. Hey, before you make another speech, make sure your bike can reach. Cause me know why you pick me up, pick you me on the grill and broke down out a treasure beach. If I want thing me can't stand, that is a boastful man. Oh, where you tell a man how him full of stamina and yeah, run a good for long. We want a big ninja bike to sit on fun. No want a flim flum, we no have the right gear. Bounce we all night for your dive on. Give me the right slum, cause that girl you don't care. Big ninja bike, we want
a Tony got red. Everything great, everything happy, yeah. At least I saw me the thing set. And then me got the slum, me got me wind, I got to take a look. I'm backing up on it, man, yeah, to put joke. I make up on chest, I push it from head to foot. Jump in a man, yeah, then. And when me touch the street, me sight the two of them pan the beat. So I say me not drive to, I look something to eat. See them in a driving, see them in a backseat. And the window fog up like the car full of heat. Yeah, now, man is down. Oh, that the theater for Trisha Brown. Yes, now, man is down. Me no see a Tony Carr, Tony Brown. Yes, now, man is down. It looks like the theater take the man to clown. Yes, now, man is down. That one you have a be the show.
And look right on a six, she can spend the night. When she start to act nice and a smiffle like off the line. When she a brag says she tight and me find out she fruits them ripe. Then me go so, it's wicked die anytime rain fall. It's sweet die anytime she a ball. She a feel good for make you be on the wall. Me love it more when she small. Then me go so, cram it up, jam it up. Third leg, bang it up. Slam a old boy style, rude boy, gang it up. And a stick, phone a ring, y'all answer and it up. Now she know where me piss on up.
So me get high.
When a girl take me in a tight and bust just up there and brawl. When she's cute and look right and active, she can spend the night. When she starts to act nice and ask me for a coffee light. When she a brag says she tight, I'ma find out the fruit them right.
But already bumble class we come to. When they pass up, who them ever run to? With the fire get me, them get burned to. You watch the way I'm that and son to.
Well, so for you say rich, we want some to. Who no remember say bad man have gone to? Qua, get to your twa, fey have fun to. Here watch your way of data and Santa. Well, this not just happen, it did have a plan. Them fight Rasta and gone from both Vatican. No wonder the country pull us so much batty, man. Hey, yo, shout we are gonna shout them out one by one.
Woman been taught to a GST. Then charge it Calabar and KC. Cause I be a girl with one PC. Back in here, yo, some things we are going to be in peace.
How we the bumbo class we come to. When they war start, who them a go run to? But if the fire get rid, them get burnt to. Here watch your way of Dasha and Santa.
Well, society rich, we want some to. One of remember bad man of them gone to. What? Get a youth warfare and fun to. Here watch your way of Dasha and Santa. Give it up, ham. What more great, now them gone make it greater. I wonder, where them man go to the traffic later. But to all that tear up man, yarn like paper. Yo, Mr. Man, you better change your behavior.
Straighter, deal with this, no one not later. Minimum wage, no put no food in them theater. Some have 10 subjects and still have a ton waiter.
Hey, and I'm for with them theater. How are the woman bumbo class they come to? When they bar start, who them have a gun to? If they fire get we them get burned to. Yo, watch your way up that hands and
up. Well, so for your rich
we want some too. Who no remember say Batman have gun too. What? Get on your twat for your fun too. In your what the way of that and some too.
Tell me why, are you not deem none? Like ain't gonna open from no money no run. After no freedom, see the man I in and out like you're sitting on a year one. No bum, your plum and a drum, but a silly numb. For your hum, no dividend, happy run. Your son and your fun, Mr. Money done. Them can't say you do no bad, you no bust done. You're flawless and me glad to that turn on. Them can't say you do your young, you be have fun. Your head high, ever bright like he had done.
Original Waterman dans la ville de Paris. Bien, c'est joli, dans ton beurre, ça chie. Viens t'amuser avec un DJ top celebrity. Sauvé, c'est one bouge, carré sur le groove. J'aime les gars, surtout quand les gars move. Hey, move up, blanc comme une loupe. Bouge ton corps de la tête aux pieds. Et là, je t'approuve, c'est move up. Girl, wine ton body, montre-leur que t'as pas peur d'exciter tous les bandits. Ouais, comme une vipère, si t'as le savoir-faire. T'inquiète pas, y'a pas de salaire, je dirais ni à ton père ni à ta mère. Conduis comme un verre de terre. Jette-moi dans les yeux ton regard de panthère. Laisse-moi son zoom zen. Quand t'as baisse, 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 gueule. Quand tu pètes, ton bon pas avant d'un zen zen. Laisse-moi son zoom zen. Quand t'as baisse, 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 gueule. Quand tu pètes, ton bon pas avant d'un zen zen.
Shot and a so-so-so-so, them a so-so-so-so. But we not afraid to tell a boy about them alcohol. And them a so-so-so-so, them a so-so-so-so. Them a boy like fall and a chat with like y'all a feel a so-so-so-so. Them a so-so-so-so. Welcome to my office and give a smiling face and feel a so-so-so-so. Hey, no for them will laugh up in your face and them will walk to get you out.
I hear the big man.
Face that them a tell you about. Jelly cool beautiful, them would a sell you out. Just like peanut, them will walk to sell you out. And a whole lot of crosses. Who are them big here now? You suffer the losses. See them from far, we no need no test glasses. Stop right with name like horses. Hey, yeah, we back them. See down and a chat and a so-so-so-so. Them a so-so-so-so. Who not afraid to tell a boy about him. I'll go from them a so-so-so-so. Them a so-so-so-so. Them a go and like fall and a chat with like yell and tell a so-so-so-so. Them a so-so-so-so. All a boom ass of his and show his smiling face and tell a so-so-so-so. Hey,
yeah, yeah, they want grant you some time for who? Run the country so I clean up the society.
They're on it. I don't need a tool yet. Nothing more.
Suppose you had the power to run this country for 48 hours. Would it make you better or worse? Would you put yourself or the people first?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Suppose you had the power to run this country for 48 hours. Would it make you better or worse? Would you put yourself or the people first?
So as they run the country, I'm gonna take it to a limit. I might put the corruption bitch in it. So imagine man to run it. I'm a jacket and tell me and my friend them stand up in at the summit. 48 hours more of the rule. Give out a dog to renovate every school. Put bathroom facilities, feed them stall. Hey, see every room to keep the students them cold. And again, in every community, more want a meeting. Make sure that every man get beaten. And the man them where do this eating. See a informer there, you think me a go leave him. Hold on, the prostitution association get bad. But man start run the country, everything well solved. Provide the ladies them with no beneficial job. Beneficial in the sense that more things them can have. See the latte room with jingle roof and slab. So the pattern see you pick me like a Rita or Bob. From answer in a power, every woman have job. If not them a go still a blue. So if me get 48 hours to run the country, I'm gonna take it to a limit. 48. That leaves 26, 26 hours late. Permission accomplished. No more board out. That just steel and brick. He raced Al Patrol and drive for Margaret. Every man in the country have a right to a flip. Buy some more board. Build some more big and sick. Beat it, forget them with your back and sniff.
Suppose you had the power to run this country for 48 hours. Would you make it better or worse? Would you put yourself or the people first? Suppose you had the power to run this country for 48 hours. Would you make it better or worse? Would you put yourself or the people first?
Brother! That's why the phone don't find bubble pan cargo. Who wants cabinet worry, shuffle and adjust? Who wants to change this? We have no rock up.
Don't need no glasses to see that they're fascist. Laugh up in your face and behind your back, they cut their lashes. Burning to ashes, the whole of them axes. Hard not clean, blacker than a bottle of molasses. Watching every money that you spend, the car with flashes. The friends that keep the way we live to see if it matches. Calling my stashes, everything we do, they watches. The whole of them are just a bunch of trashes. Burn them out for them, I know we're friends. They pass to them, I ring my phone again. Them no life will be no like them. Come me go to wheel and come again.
Make him lick it up. Money man a river when you want them, you play kick it up. That's enough to see a little sharp, I want to stick it up. That's
Me and them no grown man, so me up with thrown man. See them don't got tone man, hook up with a brown man. Man a pound man, where them never down man. Waffy young a grown man, now put like them a stone man. When me say go down man, mind you lose your grown man. Never to be phone man, don't say about a phone man. Better hold your grown man, protect on your own man. Never put no grown man, let me hear the sound man. And make it up the sweet man, I friend them waffy meat man. All of them a treat man, them girl they be na eat man. Believe me not sweet man, that them used to keep man. Them keep it where we'll be man. Them that's what deep man, you see how it be leap man. See how drive the jeep man, and me and her asleep man. Them girl let them a creep man, now one thing goes in steep man.
Ein herzliches Willkommen an alle 104,8 Querfunk-Zuhörer.
African problem. Either Africans find a solution to African problem or there is no solution. And if you don't find a solution soon, you go back into slavery. They gave me another assignment. They didn't pick me up to go to the assignment. I followed their instructions and waited at the hotel. I would love to be here when I can be more fully in depth on this subject, because there's a whole lot of illusions about Africa's relationship with other people in the world. There's a whole lot of illusions about our relationship to the religions in the world. And these belief systems that had its origin in Africa, all of them, and there is no exception, turned on African people. I said there is no exception. And that's one thing you have to get through your mind and keep it. Nothing that ever came from the European mind was meant to do anything but facilitate European domination of the world. And I said there's no exception. Everything that was brought into this continent, everything, every idea, every so-called religion, was meant to dominate and to control. The Arabs had no illusions about it. The Europeans had no illusions about it. You were the ones with the illusions. And yet every element that went into the making of every major religion in the world started in Africa. Why is it that you are so naive? You let people redress something that you invented, sell it back to you, and enslave you through it. I'm saying that all organized present religions are male chauvinist murder cults. And I say there is no exception. Well, I wanted to be here earlier. I wanted to deal with our relationship with the people of the world and the fact that we created peaceful nations that had no word for jail because no one had ever gone to one. No word for old people's home because no one ever threw away grandma and grandpa. No word for orphanage. We did all of this, and over half of human civilization was over before we knew that a European was in the world. Before he wore a shoe or lived in a house that had a window. Now, Africa has always and still is the prize for the whole world. We as a people have always been the world's richest people, culturally rich, mineral rich. We have always been the prize because we have always had and still have something that other people won't, think they can't do without, and don't care to pay for. Because we have always been the prize, we have been under siege for over 3,000 years. Nothing that ever brought into Africa from the outside was meant to do the Africans any good. That means all other religions. Islam was the handmaiden of Arab imperialism. Christianity was the handmaiden of European imperialism. The Hebrew faith was the handmaiden of a concept called the chosen people. Now, if God is kind and God is merciful and God has no stepchildren, he won't choose one over the other. And to say he chose some people, you're making him a bigot. And to say that he endorsed enslavement of one people over the other, you're making him an accessory to murder. The Arabs used Islam to rationalize their slavery and their imperialism. The Europeans used Christianity to rationalize their slavery and imperialism. Who are you kidding about friends in the world? Damn it, if you want a friend, look in the mirror. There's a billion African people on the face of this earth. Why are you buying third-rate junk from third-rate people thinking you can't make it? Why don't you at least make a safety pin to hold your child's diaper together? Who has programmed your mind to think that you can't make a car? The first man that made a car that had never seen one previously. The Japanese bought cars, bought locomotives, broke them down and studied them, and had a Japanese technician produce each piece, put it together, and had a much better train than the one they copied from. All knowledge in the world belongs to everybody in the world.
Yes.
Who has programmed our mind in assuming that we cannot run a nation and run it well? The main thing imperialism did, slavery and imperialism, they removed African people from the respectful commentary of history. And they tell them something they are still telling them, and all of the organized religions are guilty of this. I favor none of it because Africa didn't need any of it. I'm saying that African belief systems, properly understood, is 10 times better than Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And better for the Africans. Now you might have some romance with one of these religions. I have no romance with any of them. I have a romance with reality and truth. And the chips can fall where they may after I tell it. As for friends, you have had no friends. When they discovered you, they began to prey on you. Now let's look at our relationship with Western Asia, mistakenly called the Middle East. For 3,000 years, our greatest enemies came from Western Asia. They were trying to avenge the fact that they were once African colonies. You read a book called When Egypt Ruled the East, and you get some of the basic information on this. Now, the first visitors to Africa came in the 1700s B.C. These were the people who would later be called Hebrews. Now, black people are ticklish on this because black people think that everything in the Bible is true. I question the intelligence of anyone who thinks everything in the Bible is true or supposed to be true. It's allegory, stories told to illustrate a point at a time when there were very few people reading books. And most of what went into the making of the Bible was copied from Egyptian texts. Now, if you want to get so dewy-eyed over the Bible, which is a carbon copy of a carbon copy, why don't you go back and read the original Egyptian text? Then you see where all these stories started from. You see where the story of the Exodus started from. Now, you can so do it as you actually think there was an Exodus. These people walked into Africa. Why couldn't they walk out? Why did they have to go by sea? Why did sea have to part? If you read Egyptian literature, you will discover that the whole story of somebody parting the sea started with
about 3,000 years before the Hebrew entrance. I should not use the word Hebrew entrance, but the entrance from Western Asia. Now let's get one thing straight, because black people are confused about all religions. Now, I'm not against any religion. I'm a very spiritual human being. I just don't need a preacher to preach no Ten Commandments to me when he's a backslider going with some sister, some other man's wife. I'm intelligent enough to pick from the Ten Commandments. We're not commandments anyway, but they were omissions of purity at the great school at Luxor, the great African training school. All right, now, let's get into this Western Asia. I'm saying that the people who came from Western Asia escaping famine did not have any Hebrew faith when they came into Africa. And there's no record of a Hebrew faith before there. Why is it that when they left Africa in the so-called Exodus, they had all three? African culture, an African religion, and an African language. Now look at the origin of so-called people you now refer to as Jews. You're mistaken using that reference, because the word Jew is of European origin. And the people in Europe who call themselves by their name have no relationship to the biblical people of the Hebrew faith. And I'm saying that the people we now call Jews entered world history with their visit to Africa. And when Africa was invaded, 1675 B.C., instead of joining the Africans who had been their beneficiary and saved them from starvation, they joined the enemies of Africa. No one has ever returned any favors to us. As a people, we have always been hospitable to strangers, mostly the wrong strangers. And what we have to understand now, in the period of superior brainwashing, is that there is no European answer for African problems. Either Africans find a solution to African problems, or there is no solution, and if you don't find a solution soon, you go back into slavery. We have to stop all of this nonsense about who belongs to what religion when all of them were imposed on us in the first place. We stop all this fight between Muslims and Christians when neither one of the religions are doing them any good or moving them toward toward independence. All of them are handmaidens of conquerors. All of them are religions of conquerors. We were naive when we accepted their interpretation of something that we had all along. I'm saying we need to take a good look at ourselves. I'm not talking about burning churches. I'm not talking about getting rid of religion. Understand me well. I am saying that every single thing that touches your life, religious, socially, and politically, must be an instrument of your liberation, or you must throw it into the ash can of history. Develop a liberation Islam. Yes. And if you develop a liberation Islam, you would have to turn on the supreme slave traders who were in the slave trade 1,000 years before the Europeans, the Arabs. Yes. And most brothers who think they're Muslims are merely Arabists. Forerunners, vanguards of Arab propaganda. The Arabs are not above joining the Jews against black people. In America, they're already doing it in Detroit. In America, they're already doing it in real estate. You got some Dewey eyes saying, but you got a friend. I still ask you to look at that mirror. And if nothing's staring back at you that's friendly, then you've got no friends. So this is why you start friends. All right. I'm saying something which you need to reconsider. I'm saying that everything that came into Africa, every people that came into Africa, did not come to do Africa any good. Everyone and every religion and every people who came into Africa declared war on African culture.
They began the bastardization of African people, created confused mulatto who didn't know whether he'd be loyal to his mother's people or his father's people. That confusion is still here. The fascination for the color of the conqueror and the fascination to go to bed with the conqueror. Now that's raw and mean, but it's true. Now, some time ago, a North African leader, Gaddafi, was sending some Libyans to study in Europe. And he told them what any good nationalist would tell students going to study. I'm not sending you to Europe to find a wife. I'm sending you to Europe to gain the technology to come back and make Libya a strong nation, a strong Islamic nation, and a strong Arab nation. And you cannot achieve any of this between the legs of a European woman. When is somebody going to get strong enough to tell Africans going to school, you're going to come back home and pair up with a sister? But if you want to pair up over there, stay over there. Now, the one thing we have to look at, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to conclude on this because I've left out a body of information. At the university, I teach an entire course, semester course, on Africa's relationship to other people. And I devote several semesters to Africa before Europe, the consequences of the coming of the Greeks, who stole a lot that they think is their culture, stole a lot that you think is Greek philosophy. We've been the victims of propaganda. And yet, if you read the Journal of African Civilization, other works, we have lived in Europe, we've lived in Asia, we've lived in the Americas. The African people have already proved that they can get along with different people, amalgamate their culture with different people without one hint of a war between us. People who come into Africa immediately declare war on African culture, standards of beauty, standards of conduct, and change the African concept of theirs so they can rule through him. This was true of the Greeks, who began the bastardization, again, the European bastardization of Africa. The Western Asians had begun it 3,000 years before that. The Romans, a bunch of well-dressed thugs who could write well but couldn't think, who borrowed practically everything. They laughed at the Africans' concept of Christianity. The African was practicing and not giving it a name. This is why you don't know nothing about the African origins of Christianity. This is why a whole lot of people will not read Ben Yorkinen's The African Origins of the Major Western Religions, Africa, Mother of Western Civilization, a black man of the Nile. Because he's telling it like it is, but you also will not read white radicals who identified Africa as the origin of the great religions of the world, especially Alvin Boyd Kuhn in his work, Who is This King of Glory? And Shout Out the Third Century. We have dealt with John Jackson, another radical black historian, with man, God, and civilization. We let some of our great scholars die in hunger, die wanting for friendship. Now, having devoted my greater portion of my life to scholarship and teaching and digging up information on African people and trying to make African people face reality, I have often said a point that I wish you to consider. I didn't have to do it. I chose to do it. And if I had to do it over again, I would do it better. But
plenty of talent to teach and to research. I've never met a rich man who had a better mind than me. So if I wanted to succeed as a rich man, I could have done that. I never met a crook who wasn't a fool. I could have been a good crook if I chose to be a crook. I chose to be a teacher of African history. I chose to look in the Bible where I couldn't find my people. I started looking for this in the world, and I didn't stop until I found them. And I know why they were left out of the Bible. I know why all the angels are white. You mean to tell me God is merciful, God is kind, and not one little brown or black angel sneaked into hell? I ain't buying that. Now the Bible that you get so dewy-eyed over is one of the greatest pieces of propaganda ever written. If you want to read the Bible, why don't you read the Bible one day and read Mein Kampf the next day and see the comparison? That's hard on your mind. Because you think if you don't have Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, you don't have to have spirituality. I've got more spirituality after I put all of them down. And I've got more religion after I put all of them down. All right, now let me conclude something that has no conclusion. We have to look at the impact of Europeans on Africa. All impacts have been negative. The Romans laughed at the early African Christians. Finally, for political reasons, they stopped killing Christians and became Christians. I'm saying the Europeans became Christian for political reasons, as the Arabs became Muslim for political reasons, and as the so-called Jews became Hebrews for political reasons. People use organizations for political reasons, and what we get so dewy-eyed and think we're dealing with, oh, the truth. If you look at indigenous African religious belief systems, if you look at the idea when Africans had no churches of any consequence because these fools came here and said, this is the house of God, and the African looked at that church and said, if God who made the wind, the spring, made the ocean roar, and you're going to tell me he can fit into a little thing you call a church? That is no house of God. So some of them had the common sense enough to move away from it, and some had the common sense to burn it down. I'm saying that you're closer to God when the further way you get away from organized religions that are all handmaidens of conquest. The Roman Empire developed during the early period of Christianity. Remember, the Roman Empire started in Africa. It rose in Africa. It fell in Africa. A lot of people need to stop reading some religious books and read some straight history without fables, without suppositions, without myth. Read straight history. Read the Mediterranean world in ancient times. She's a racist bigot, but her chronology is good. It is a good history of the Europeans trying to move out of Europe into the Mediterranean to find something to eat to put on that gosh darn awful European food. He has solved his problems at the expense of other people. The slave trade liberated Europe from the depressed economy they had created with the so-called Crusades and through the famine and the plague. Europe always solved its problems by preying on people outside of Europe. They are in a position right now that they have betrayed true socialism, which was not of European origin in the first place. And some people are confused between Karl Marx and Groucho Marx. I think a lot of people are Groucho Marxism instead of Karl Marxism. They're funny people. And if you think that that system started in Europe, no system as humane as socialism could have started among a bunch of icebox people who prey on their brothers for their breakfast. Read Palmer and Colson's work.
the history of the modern world, especially the early chapters. Now, the evidence of Africans in the New World, the evidence of 1,000 years of civilization before slavery, all of this I'm not discussing because there is no time. But when the Romans disgraced themselves in the mismanagement of Christianity, they created a vacuum. Islam moved into that vacuum. The Africans thought that Islam would get the Romans off of their back. They were right. Islam got the Romans off of their back, and the Arabs jumped on their back, and they're still there. Using Islam to justify it. Now, the African military man, because we are the greatest fighting machine in the face of the earth, if we ever discovered this, people going to start running. Under proper leadership, proper inspiration, properly equipped, the black man is the greatest human fighting machine God ever created, if indeed God created it. I think the gods of Africa created it. Once you lose track of your heritage, you lose track of your liberty in this world. The Europeans doing the slave trade not only read the African out of history, they colonized history, they colonized information about history. They colonized image. They colonized the image of God. Who told you Christ was what? He was born in that part of the world predominantly occupied by non-European people. So you should not get into the argument about what he's what. All you have to say, was he a Greek? No. Was he a Roman? No. But these were the only people partially white in the area at the time. If he wasn't a Greek, he wasn't a Roman, he was one of those other people. You don't have to argue about the shades of color. So far as you're concerned, once you establish he was not a Roman, he was not a Greek, your conversation is over. Now, if somebody else want to argue about his shade, well, that's their problem. And if you got a problem with color, then you got a problem with your mother and your father. You have insulted your mother and your father if you don't like what they gave you. I wear mine like a badge of honor. I dig it. I wear it well.
All right. Love it.
I'm saying, in closing, and I am closing, that what you have to do is take a holistic look. Now that, not only at your position in the world, but your potential in the world. You have to learn how to convert everything into an instrument of liberation or leave it alone. You have to realize there were no Greek fraternities and sororities until they were introduced to secret African societies. People get all dewy-eyed over something that was imposed on them in order to control them without understanding that. That's another imperial effort. So it bothers me, and although I have good personal friends who are Muslim, that not a single Muslim scholar have dealt with that 1,000 years of African independence before slavery and how the Arabs from the north systematically destroyed these nations. They actually, it did not occur. 1591, from Morocco, an army was launched against these great independent nations in inner West Africa. These were great states. And because of poor communication between African and African, there was enough army in these states to march down to the coast and to drive every slave trader into the sea. But the communication between African and Africa was so poor. Even today, the East Africa is not too clear about what's happening in West Africa. And nobody knows what's happening in North Africa because the conspiracy to hold on to Africa is happening in South Africa and in North Africa. So the whites in North and South Africa are willing to play a part, and the pseudo-whites in North Africa are willing to play a part. And all this world you have no friends. But if there are a billion of you on the face of this earth, scattered all over the world, what do you need with the friends other than yourself? Why can't you turn inward on yourself and say, I will wear no clothes I don't produce. Start with your underwear. I wear no shoes that's not made by a brother. You're creating a shoe factory, employment at once. Start buying airplanes, break them down and study them, later on make airplanes. What this whole thing is about is the restoration of confidence. It has been the role of these handmaidens of colonialism to destroy your confidence in yourself. You don't believe that you can look like a god. You don't believe a black father in your home is to some extent a god. That doesn't make the black woman less than a goddess. Because we produced the first human society that recognized and respected the female god. We produced the first human society that said you can't be a king unless you got a queen. You can't be a god unless you got a goddess. So you can see all of these social ills that people are defending now, none of it started in our countries. I defy anyone alive, and those who want to come alive, come back and prove me, I invite them too, to show me one single case of sexual deviance or maladjustment any place on the African continent for the coming of foreigners. I defy you to show me one case of teenage pregnancy, one case of ill treatment of women. We got confused with someone else's ideas, someone else's concept and definition of us. What we have to understand is that faith has not spared us for an idle reason. A whole lot of people who've been hit less than us are extinct. What is there in us that made us strong enough to take this heavy blow? 500 years of slavery, one way or the other. Slavery, neocolonialism. What made us strong enough to survive? What has faith saved us to do? And inasmuch as we gave the world its first humanity, faith has saved us to give the world its last humanity. What we have to do is to believe it, to believe that we are worthy of it, and to believe that we are capable of it. What black studies should be about, what black religion should be about, is the restoration of the confidence. And the restoration of the confidence is we must rule the state again. There is not an imitation nation, that not an independent nation in Africa or the Caribbean Islands. They're all imitation European states. And what we have to understand is that the nation state is stagnant. The African did not live in a nation state. They lived in a territorial state. The African learned something very basic. Cultures have to be fertilized by cultures. People have to be fertilized by the interaction between cultures and cultures. This insecure European tightened his borders. You know, you got a passport to come here? The word passport is not in any African language. The things he invented to restrict himself, he imposed on other people. Once we gain confidence in ourselves, and once we look at that person staring back at us from that mirror and like what we see, and don't move from that mirror until you like what you see. Then, in coordination with other African people throughout the world, we will give the world a new lease on life. We will turn to all of our people and not one part of them. because we came from a matrilineal society that respected women to the point the lineage came down to the female side. We must answer the call of the great African-American poet, Margaret Walker, who said, let the dirges end. Let a new peace begin. Let us write a new covenant for the freedom of ourselves in the world. African men throughout the world need to step forward and answer Sister Margaret and say, Sister Margaret, we have heard your call. And because we have never been a society that excluded women, with our women at our side, we are ready to pick up the challenge. We are ready to start a revolution that will change the world. We won't get ready tomorrow because tomorrow's things are left to tomorrow. We will start our revolution right now, and we will start it with ourselves. Thank you.
Only niggas allowed at this party. It's my gangsters in my
jail.
We all go good together. Revolutionary for
gangsters.
I ain't scared of jail,
nah.
I ain't scared to die. I was born a rider, you can see it in my eye. Always on some real shit, just like the homie fly. Ever since the age of five, I was always taught to ride. Go to sit, RPG, every day, all day, that's all we see. So beat the motherfucking culture, ride on vultures. Snitches get stitches, so they rarely approach us. It's a war going on, they try to keep it on the low. Now it ain't a reason to slip, I'm letting niggas know. It's psychological warfare, it's propaganda.
Propaganda.
Don't fuck with the news, cause they don't understand it.
Understand.
On Channel 5, all you see is black faces catching cases. They know that these fellas, the television is racist. But I'ma keep it G until I'm thugging the beat. Until they pour the libation of reference this new African nation.
I'm dumping RPG to the grave that I die. Flipping the next G to the grave that I die. Malcolm with the G to the grave that he die. And I'ma bring the G to the grave that I die. I'm still repping all these G's, huh? I'm repping the next G. Malcolm with the G to the day that he died. I'ma be a G to the grave that I die.
I'm not a lame, never was and never will be. I'm a G and I'ma bang till we get free. Initiated to the life at only 16. Red, black, and green, black power, it's a hood thing. A young king, soaking up game from the OGs. The big homies, never forget what they showed me. Ride for the struggle, stay on top for your hustle. To survive in the jungle, take the mind and the muscle. I'm a rider, a soldier, a G, a man of character. A outlaw, a warrior, a rebel to America. Throwing up a set, black fist rap around the sig, never been a snitch or a tom, forever fuck a pig. Do it for the people, give my life up gladly for the family. For freedom, all my G's understand me. Rather down my feet than live on my knees. And I'ma teach the same thing to my seed. Word to trees, oh, a little Zaire.
That I die, the next G to the grave that I die. Malcolm with the G to the grave that he die. I'ma beat the G to the grave that he die. I'll be G'd up. I'm reppin' the next G to the day that I die. Malcolm was a G to the day that he died. So I'ma be a G till I die.
G is for general, like V for Vendetta. No one do it better. A G until the snitch get me set up to die. Similar to how they set up the eye. Just like COINTELPRO set up Machiavelli to die. So in the name of Bobby Hutton and Jonathan Jackson, I'ma keep mashing till they put a G in this cash. Riding for what I know is the truth. I keep it plain like Malcolm used to do. You confusing the youth. Straight ahead like Matulu said. Anticipated I'm dead. The same attitude getting me.
bridge. How could I turn on them? So much I learned from them. These devils is heartless, go ahead and put the burn on them. A G like a motherfucking gorilla. Yeah, the thing was cold, but inside my mind is thrilling. I paint a portrait of a killer and my sword is my pen. Get on a half a pint of hen and go and do it again. RPG up, said I die. I'm ripping the mix G up. Malcolm was a G to the day that he died. And I'ma be a G to the day that I die.
Why should the black man in America concern himself, since we've been away from the African continent for 400 years, 300 or 400 years? Why should we concern ourselves? What impact does what happened to them have upon us? Number one, first you have to realize that up until 1959, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, and by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And when, and naturally, it was so negative until you, it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing it. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself. You can't have a negative attitude toward yourself, a positive attitude toward yourself, and a negative attitude toward Africa at the same time. To the same degree that your attitude, that your understanding of an attitude toward Africa becomes positive, you'll find that your understanding of and your attitude toward yourself will also become positive. And this is what the white man knows. So they very skillfully made you and me hate our African identity, our African characteristics. And you know yourself that we have been a people who hated our African characteristics. We hated our hair. We hated the shape of our nose. We wanted one of those long dog-like noses, you know. Yeah. We hated the color of our skin. Hated the blood of Africa that was in our veins. And in hating our features and our skin and our blood, why, we had to end up hating ourselves. And we hated ourselves. Our color became to us a chain. We felt that it was holding us back. Our color became to us like a prison, which we felt was keeping us confined, not letting us go this way or that way. And we felt that all of these restrictions were based solely upon our color, and the psychological reaction to that would have to be that as long as we felt imprisoned or chained or trapped by black skin, black features, and black blood, that skin and those features and that blood that was holding us back automatically had to become hateful to us. And it became hateful to us. It made us feel inferior. It made us feel inadequate. It made us feel helpless. And when we fell victim to this feeling of inadequacy or inferiority or helplessness, we turned to somebody else to show us the way. We didn't have confidence in another black man to show us the way, or black people to show us the way. In those days, we didn't. We didn't think a black man could do anything but play some horn, you know, some sound, and make you happy with some songs, and in that way. But when an inferior thing, where our food, clothing, and shelter was concerned, and our education was concerned, we turned to the man. We never thought in terms of bringing these things into existence for ourselves. We never thought in terms of doing things for ourselves, because we felt helpless. And what made us feel helpless was our hatred for ourselves. One of the things that made the Black Muslim movement grow was its emphasis upon things African. This was the secret to the growth of the Black Muslim movement. African blood, African origin, African culture, African ties. And you'd be surprised. We discovered that deep within the subconscious of the black man in this country, he's still more African than he is American. He thinks that he's more American than African because the man is jiving him and the man is brainwashing him every day, telling him, you're an American. Man, how could you think you're an American and you have never had any kind of American treat over here? You have never. 10 men can be sitting at a table eating, you know, dining. And I can come and sit down where they're dining. They're dining. I got a plate in front of me, but nothing is on it. Because all of us sitting at the same table are all of us diners. I'm not a diner until you let me dine. Then I become a diner. Just being at the table with others who are dining doesn't make me a diner. And this is what you got to get in your head here in this country. Just because you're in this country doesn't make you an American. And no, you got to go farther than that before you can become an American. You got to enjoy the fruits of Americanism. And you haven't enjoyed those fruits. You've enjoyed the thorns. You've enjoyed the thistles. But you have not enjoyed the fruits. No, sir. So I point these things out, brothers and sisters, so that you and I will know the importance in 1965 of being in complete unity with each other, harmony with each other, and not letting the man maneuver us into fighting one another. I say that again that I'm not a racist. I don't believe in any form of segregation or anything like that. I'm for the brotherhood of everybody, but I don't believe in forcing brotherhood upon people who don't want it. As long as we practice brotherhood among ourselves, and then others who want to practice brotherhood with us, we practice it with them also, we're for that. But I don't think that we should run around trying to love somebody who doesn't love us. Thank you.
Come on, 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 come on fall apart every time you come. It's cool, it's cool, but don't think I'm a fool. We all got things to do, but we need time for to complain, but it's like it's useless. You just take it as it's cool to continue to do whatever, like I'm stupid. I'm not, I did love you a lot, and I'm not gonna stop. I just need a little touch. What for? To keep my heart on course, or else I might be forced to find love somewhere.
Yeah. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
What is wrong with humanity? So you one step further, Rastafari know the youth them get wise. The youth them the Caribbeanize. Them know they clean from the dirty, eh? Hey. No, they're not disguised. The youth them the Caribbeanize. So you one step further, Rastafari know them get wise. The youth them the Caribbeanize. No, they clean from the dirty, eh? Hey. No, they're not disguised. Hey. Come on, be more with the power and the charity. Came from the sense in the pants and learn the charity. No matter with the butter, but I know Adamantity. Now kill the youth, build the youth, them in the eye. In every purpose, every district of the community, kindness, divineness, come with purity. Do you ever want secure? I give them security. Rastafari is here for community. Nobody you them not realize. They know I want to further Rastafari get wise. When they you them not realize, them be clean and they don't know them how this guy. And the youth that doesn't realize, well Rastafari know, the youth that get wise. Yeah, and the youth that doesn't realize, them say they clean from the dirty, no denies, guys. Do the thing me have to mention, and no innocent youth in a detention. Hey, and the government me a bend pan. Hey, whole cadaver, whole vagabond. Wait, you never the people fight, it's a Gideon. Just like, he sent Gideon, me and, we got them them like the Taliban. Yo, Rastafari, well me firm and me strong. God, nobody you them just a realize. Them know I want step further and the you them get wise. Hey, nobody you them just a realize. Them see this clean from the dirty, no dirt that is nice. Hey, and the you them just a realize. Them know I want step further. Never see get wise. Don't, well the you them just a realize. Them see this clean from the dirty, no dirt that is nice.
And so me be a say why you. No apology, no take back chat. He's not right and they get good shot. No apology, no take back chat. All that city get moved down flat. No apology, no take back chat. He's not right and they get good shot.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
No take back chat. Look on you, man, look nice and fat. Now I'm in them guy out of here. Them all right here like another man. Skin them a wear and deal. Get out of here. Rock and I'm here. I'm in front of me. Jack and the beer, get out of here. Ready in here, be take it this a year. Me be fear, beware, get out of here. Fire burn a clear, put a leaf in and the triangle as clear. So, no apology, no take back chat. Here no slide up, me get gunshot. No apology, no take back chat. All the city get boom, no flat. No apology, no take back chat. Here no slide up, me get gunshot. No apology, no take back chat. Look on you, man, look nice and fat. Respect the fire bun, pan a boy out a road. Where you let the woman and let man in sword. Can't escape, you put a jump like toad. While it's in your face with a fat bit of board, yo. Just a change on your dirty way, yo. Corruption a shot in your dead, yo. In a Babylon, you sit and get. When the bun, the fire, the man burn. But it got no apology, no take back chat. He's not trying to be get good shot.
Here comes the boom, 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 booming, bouncing, stalking was walking, walking to pouncing, getting him every counter, hit him like a mountain, let him have him spitting out blood like a fountain, look at me like that, we just might fight black, and that fight might end up in me taking your life, I don't go for the bullshit, cause I've been down, and time is just too important to be fucking around, chump nigga, stop a mud hole in your face, motherfucker, rip your butthole out of place, tax the Glock to your head, let off about two in it, yeah, it's a dirty job, but I just love doing it, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, 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 here comes the boom.
All youngster, you mean why you hold your gun tight? No get up in your pussy cause the pussy not dry. Make it in time, a rubber be fly. Blush it out in a disc, ba-ba-ba-bye. Youngster, you mean why you hold your gun tight? No get up in your pussy cause the pussy not dry. Make them in time, a rubber be fly. Blush it out in a disc, ba-ba-ba-bye.
Here comes the boom, here comes the boom.
You really love me and you'll never ever leave me, cause I'm your one and only, but girl, you're all over town.
yeah. Girl, I know that you're always up to something with your bag of tricks, but you say you're not doing nothing, but girl, you're playing the clown, boy. Cause I fought for your truth every time. The more you confuse and perplex my mind, you keep saying everything is fine. You're a sniper girl, you're one of a kind. And love, 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 love is a blind. The way you operate so smooth and so cool, girl, you got me fooled, oh baby. You've done it again, yeah. It was frantic before my very eyes. I was a fool in love and I didn't realize. Right now I want to emphasize. Get off me, girl, you're no longer my prize. And love, 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 love is a blind. But this one will last for a lifetime. It was crazy the way you treat me, babe, yeah. Come on, pretty girl, get out of my face. I ain't got no more time to waste. Run around as much as you can and use the same line that every man calls love, love. You're playing the clown, boy. Cause I